Classics. Music from 1am. BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. Right now, Don Letts.
It's about that time. Stand by for Culture Clash Radio. For the next 60 minutes, I want you to kick back and relax as I cross time, space and genres with a decidedly chilled selection from the likes of Starkey, The Meditations, Big Deal, DRC Music, Twin Sister, Desmond Dekker and Patti Smith, to name just a few. But to set the tone, here's Harry Nilsson with his hit from 1969, Everybody's Talking.
Everybody's talking at me, I don't hear words they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. People stopping staring, I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain, going where the weather suits my clothes, banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain, going where the weather suits my clothes, banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me, can't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind. No, I won't let you leave.
Sparky continues Ninja Tune's fine run of EPs with his latest offering, Open the Pod Bay Doors, from said release that was Beta Tester. Now, whilst on a listening session for new tunes, my six-year-old daughter Liberty asked me if this next artist was Rufus Wainwright. She's got good ears, my kid, because that's as good a compliment as any. Hedonistic Graveyard, from the elusive Crux, the new album by multi-instrumentalist Rob Bravery. And that's out beginning of October. You're listening to Culture Clash Radio and me, Don Letts, on 6 Music. Desmond Dekker there with Sabotage. He was yet another graduate of Jamaica's Alpha Boys School. Now, I've mentioned this place on several occasions, and for good reason. It was established in 1880 for wayward boys and was run by Roman Catholic nuns. Most importantly, it had its own band, and in its time, notable alumni would include the founding members of the Scatterlights, Leroy Smart, Israel Vibration, Rico Rodriguez, Vin Gordon, and even Yellowman passed through the Alpha School gates, a truly legendary establishment. Right, let's cross time to right about now, and space, and head to Kinshasa, Democratic Republic of Congo, for a cut from DRC Music, a collective of producers gathered by Damon Albarn. This is Hallo.
Thank you.
Responsible for my very first stage appearance, but that's another story. From Patti Smith's groundbreaking album Horses, released in 1975, that was Redondo Beach. Right, let's cross space, leave the USA and head back to the UK for the Leisure Society.
Sitting on a beach declaring my intention. Your affection.
In a matter of time.
Matter of Time. From the Leisure Society's most excellent, yeah, I know I say that quite often, but 209's The Sleeper really was an excellent debut album. Here's a cut from another must-have. Released in 1997, Arcology was a compilation of classic cuts by Lee Perry, all recorded at the Black Art Studio. And if you have to pick one of the hundreds of Lee Perry records that are out there, this is the one. From said release, here's The Meditations. Life is not easy.
Well, I went.
A Zeitgeist band.
Fans walk up to me and say, hey, thanks for the music. Nirvana really changed my life.
One game-changing album.
As Nevermind turns 20, BBC Radio 6 Music recaptures its teen spirit.
Kurt says, we want to be the biggest band in the world. And I remember laughing. I didn't think he was serious.
Catch up on our one-hour Nirvana special. Here we are now. Entertain us. 20 years of Nevermind.
I mean, it was the greatest thing that had ever happened to me in my life at that point.
Go to the 6 Music website now.
BBC Radio 6.
Music.
Was the Mamas and the Papas' Shooting Star. I guess their signature sound was based on four-part male and female harmonies, beautifully produced by John Phillips. Now, he was a weird one, but let's not go there. Culture Clash by name, Culture Clash by nature.
Oh, yeah. I know, baby. I don't want no pretty girl, I just want an ordinary looking girl. I said I don't want no pretty girl, I just want an ordinary looking girl. This girl is too hard to keep, you have to sow while love reaps. This girl is loved by every guy in town, and too much guys keep running her down. So I don't want no pretty girl, I just want an ordinary looking girl. I said I don't want no pretty girl, I just want an ordinary looking girl. As quick as you can wink your eye, you can lose her to another guy. I want someone who cause no rush, someone who no one knows her much. I don't want no pretty girl, I just want an ordinary looking girl. So I don't want no pretty girl, I just want an ordinary looking girl. Oh yeah.
can lose her to another guy. I want someone who calls no rush, someone who no one notices her much. I don't want no pretty girl, I just want an ordinary looking girl. So I don't want no pretty girl, I just want an ordinary looking girl, oh yeah. I don't want no pretty girl, yeah. They cause too much trouble, and sometimes cause your life. I don't want my ugly girl, yeah.
Referenced by The Clash in White Man in Hammersmith Palais, that was Delroy Wilson's Pretty Girl. You know, he recorded his first single for Sir Cox and Don at Jamaica's Studio One when he was just 13. OK, I've got to let you know, if you're feeling my flow, you can tell a friend to listen again and check past track listings on my page of the Six Music website. Drug, a cautionary tale from Freddy Krueger and Anthony Mills, aka Wild Cookie. Another cut from that new Shape 11.1 compilation I mentioned last night. Told you I'd get to it. Right, time in the show for three in a row. And what's the connection? Hey, it's just a Dunlet selection. To ease you in, a new cut from boy-girl duo Big Deal's debut album, Lights Out. This is Pie.
Thank you. shivers down my spine. Is it true? Could you be mine?
Copenhagen-based Pinkunoizu's PPP. That was Time Is Like a Melody. Preceding that, you had Twin Sister with Stop, a cut from their new album In Heaven, out now on Domino Records. And look out for live UK dates from them October into November. Duo responsible for some of the most convincing old-school reggae to come from the First World. That was Alpha and Omega's Yemenite Chant, as featured on Alpha and Omega Meet Dub Judah Almighty Jah. Well, it's about that time and I'm just about out of it. You've been listening to Culture Clash Radio and me, Don Letts, on 6 Music, and as always, it's appreciated. I'm back next Saturday night, Sunday morning, with the more lively side of the Don. Until such time, here's the first elbow track I ever heard, way back in 2001. Any Day Now.
Thank you. spare time. Some of my youth had all of my senses on overdrive. Any day now, how's about getting out of this place? Anyway, he's got a lot of spare time. Some of my youth had all of my senses on overdrive. Any day now, how's about getting out of this place? Anyway, he's got a lot of spare time. Some of my youth and all of my senses on overdrive. Any day now, how's about getting out of this place? Anyway, he's got a lot of spare time. Some of my youth and all of my senses on overdrive.
Music documentary right now. BBC introducing with Tom Robinson.
Thank you, Don. Welcome, listeners, to your Monday morning fix of new streaming tunes, kicking off with the brand new single from We Are Animal.